Even though Islam had made great strides in Yathrib, after a single year, the Muslim community there was almost as large as the beleaguered Ummah in Mecca. The fact remained that even after the Hijra, the Muslims would remain a tiny minority in the oasis, dwarfed in size by the aloof appraising pagans, Hanifs, and Jews. The pledge of war marked a major expansion of Islam. The new religion had spread to other tribal groups, but it had not yet transcended the tribal ethos. The Hijra was a risky enterprise, an irrevocable, frightening step. Nobody knew how it would work out, because nothing quite like it had ever happened in Arabia before. After the Hajj, the Ansar returned to Yathrib to await the arrival of the Muslim fugitives. The Quran now adopted the Aramaic name that the Jews gave to the settlement of Yathrib. Medinta, the city. Yathrib was about to become Al-Madinat, the city of the Prophet. In Mecca, Muhammad began to persuade Muslims to make the Hijra, but he did not command it. Anybody who felt it to be beyond his or her strength was free to remain behind. But during July and August 622, about 70 Muslims set off with their families to Medina, where they were lodged in the houses of the Ansar until they could set up their own homes. The Quraysh do not seem to have made a concerted effort to detain them, though some women and children were forcibly prevented from leaving, and one man was carted back in triumph, tied to his camel. For their part, the Muslims were careful not to draw attention to their flight and usually agreed to meet up outside the city limits and to travel in small, unobtrusive groups. Omar left with his family. Uthman ibn Affan and Ruqayya made the journey with Zayd and Hamza. But Muhammad and Abu Bakr stayed behind until nearly everybody had left. But it was not long before this major defection left disturbing gaps in the city, revealing the open wound that Muhammad had inflicted on his tribe. The big houses in the middle of Mecca looked desolate and portentous to passers-by, doors blowing to and fro, empty of inhabitants. In August, shortly before he was due to leave, Mutim, Muhammad's Meccan protector, died. Muhammad's position in Mecca was now untenable because he was fair game for assassination. There was a special meeting to discuss his fate in the assembly, from which Abu Lahab pointedly absented himself. Some of the elders simply wanted to throw Muhammad out of Mecca, but they were overruled by those who felt that to allow him to join these unprincipled renegades in Yathrib would be dangerous. Abu Jahl came up with a plan. Each clan would select a strong and well-protected young man. Collectively, they would represent the entire tribe and would kill Muhammad together. There would be no vendetta because the Hashim could not take on the whole of Quraysh.